Welcome to Praying the Verses, a She Sits at His Feet daily devotional. Peace and blessings, friends. I am Cicely Renee, your host for the She Sits at His Feet podcast. Our passage for today is Micah chapter 7, verses 8 through 10. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will stand up. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Because I have sinned against him, I must endure the Lord's rage until he champions my cause and establishes justice for me. He will bring me into the light. I will see my salvation. Then my enemy will see, and she will be covered with shame. The one who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will look at her in triumph. At that time, she will be trampled like mud in the streets. Some key words and topics that came out of this is that, you know, there will be tragedy, but we will ultimately be triumphant, right? We want to make sure that we are looking to God. He is our Savior. He will rescue us. And that we must trust him to do that, right? Another thing that stood out is that we are sinners, right? And so we must repent and God will forgive us. Another one is that our enemies will not win, okay? And that we have the victory in the Lord our God. So what is God really saying? He may be saying something totally different for you, but this is what he is saying to me. There will be many times in your life where it will look as if you have been defeated. Yes, you sinned, and yes, I will punish my child because I love you. But because you have turned from your sin and you trust in me, my light will shine on you. The enemies laughed, mocked, and attacked you, but do not fret. Do not worry. You will have the victory in Jesus' name. Now rejoice for that. Let's rejoice. All right, some of the things that I am grateful for in this passage is that, you know, I have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who fights all of my battles. And I don't have to do a thing but trust him and believe in him, right? Another thing is that, you know, even though I sin, I can repent. God has given us the option, the opportunity to turn to him, and he will forgive us. Thank God for Jesus, right? All right. In our prayer, it says, "Dear Heavenly Father, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts, who fights all my battles. I give you praise and honor, and I'm thankful that the enemies who come across me, who laugh at my areas of lack, who try to take advantage of me, will not succeed. Their taunts will not prevail. Lord, I thank you for being a loving Father who tells me when I'm wrong, who disciplines me, because in your word it says if you don't punish your child, you do not love them, and you love me, Father. With you, your light that shines on me tells me that I am victorious. Thank you for your love and not letting my enemies to triumph over me. In Jesus' name, amen." Thank you for tuning in to Praying the Verses, which is a daily devotional from the She Sits at His Feet podcast. Have a blessed day.